Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. I'd like to thank God for all of you that have dialed into the show this evening. You have dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambus. Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture found in Luke, the 18th chapter and the 27th verse. In that scripture, Jesus speaks. He says, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And so from Jesus' words, we derived our theme, which is, there is nothing too hard for God. And our show mission is to empower and encourage God's people with the word of God. And you can dial into our broadcast every second and fourth Saturday of each month, from the time of 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Our next show date is Saturday, October the 26th at 6:30 p.m. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what may come your way, you shall have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Because despite what it may look like, even despite what it might even feel like, God has been good to you. So we always start the show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. Prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For when we pray, I believe God listens. When we listen, I believe God speaks. And when we believe, I know that God works. May we pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you for your peace, your protection, and your power. We thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives. Giants of sickness, giants of lack and loneliness, the giants of oppression and depression. You have created us to be giant slayers. We shall no longer be bound, but thank God we are free. Free to live and to love in the purpose and power in which you created us for. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This evening I come to tell you that Jesus is real. So no matter where you are tonight, you might be riding along in your car. You might be listening from your home. You might be listening from a hospital room. Someone could be in a convalescent home. Someone might even be listening from behind prison bars. But wherever you are tonight, Jesus is real, and he will save you if you just reach out and grab him by faith. For there is no other name given under the heavens where men can be saved. For at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, that he is the King of kings, and that he is the Lord of lords. Amen. So there is a word tonight from the Lord, and it's found in the Gospel of Matthew, 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. Once again, our text for tonight is found in the Gospel according to Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And verse 16 says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. May we pray. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into your courts with praise. We have so much to be thankful for, so before we ask for anything, we come to tell you thank you. Thank you for life, and thank you for health. Thank you for strength. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your grace and mercy that have been following us all the days of our lives. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And just for our time that's allotted for us tonight, I'd like to speak from the subject, from the thought, that I'm validated by God. I'm validated by God. And so rejection. Rejection is a part of life. We face rejection on our jobs, in school, even in relationships. A study has shown that in the heart of every child is a cry for his father's approval or validation. Something happens when a father says to his son or to his daughter that daddy is proud of him, that you daddy's favorite. But we must realize that although we seek validation and approval, the only one that it really matters, the only one that it really counts, should be the validation and the approval of God. Yes, we must realize that even Jesus was rejected. So if Jesus will be and was rejected, they will reject you and I. Jesus, a man that knew no sin, Jesus, a consistent Jesus, was rejected. So you and I, with our sometime self, where sometimes we make the mark and sometimes we miss it. You and I can expect to be rejected. The Bible says that Jesus was rejected by the builders. He was a stone that was rejected by the builders. But it's good news, because also says that he became the chief cornerstone. the foundation, the one that was chosen. And so that's good news for us tonight, because when man rejects you, when you're not picked most likely to succeed, when you're not picked on the team, when you're not picked as someone's husband or someone's wife, the good news is God will still accept you. So when man puts you down, God can still raise you up. When man closes a door on you, God can still open another door. And so that's good news tonight, because although you might not think much of me, but all that don't matter. But what matters is what God thinks of me. And so I to hear someone reasoning that quite naturally God would say that he accepted Jesus and that he was pleased with Jesus. But how do we fit in? How do we get in on God's validation? And so the truth of the matter is that Jesus came for us. He died for us. And so he received that validation from the Father. He pleased the Father for us. And so he became our representative. And so right here in the text, when the voice from heaven says, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased," that's how we're able to get in on that, is because of Jesus Christ. We accepted in the beloved, his only begotten son, his beloved son. And so that's why it's important to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because that's just another one of the great benefits that comes along with accepting him as your Lord and Savior. God sees us. God validates us. God accepts us. God is pleased with us through his son Jesus, because when he looks at us, he don't see us, but he sees his beloved son. And so that's how we're able to please God. That's how we're able to get his validation. Because he wants us to wake up every morning knowing that we are his beloved, that he loves us unconditionally. No fake or phony love. He wholly approves us and he validates us. And so as we look at our text tonight, I'd like to pull out a couple of things. For when we are validated by God, the first thing the text shows us is that God will speak. Verse 17 says, "And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying," this is my beloved son. And so we have proof of God's validation is because he claimed you. He called you. He's chosen you. The text says, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. And so you validate it because you're his. So it doesn't matter who doesn't choose you, who might cast you out or throw you down. You validate it simply because God has chosen you. He's chosen you to be his. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 and 5, he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you, I appointed you. All it's saying is that he chosen you from the very foundation of the world. And so it doesn't matter what you didn't get picked for. But what should matter to us, who has already picked us. And the good thing is, as we look at the text, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And so a lot of times people pick you or choose you based on what you can give to them. What kind of benefits they think you are, or how beneficial you think they think you will be. But if we notice, Jesus had not even performed one miracle. He had not even fed the 5,000 or the 4,000. He simply picked him. He simply validated him because he loves him, because he chose him. And so you don't have to worry about nobody using you. Nobody want you for your stuff, the things you have, the things that you possess, for the things that you can do. Because if you are validated by God, all of that shouldn't matter or don't matter. But that is why God is worried about our character. He's worried about our integrity, our morals, our attitudes, our tempers. He gives us love tests after love tests. He wants us to work on our forgiveness of others. And so just the fact that God has chosen you, you're already validated. And so the second thing I'd like to point out is from the text is right there in verse 17 as well. It says that And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so we should be focusing on pleasing God and not man. If we want that validation from God, all we have to do is please him. I said please him and not please them. You know, a lot of times people try to incorporate and wiggle their way into the scriptures. A lot of times people try to limit you and try to make you conform to the box that they created for you. Because there's a saying that said you can't please everybody some of the time. And some of the time, you please nobody. So if you concentrate on pleasing God, concentrate on pleasing him. Concentrate on becoming a God pleaser. You won't have to worry about man's validation. God's validation is the only one that should matter. Because the truth of it is, we please God when we operate in integrity, when we do what is right. First Chronicles 29:17 says, "I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity." And so you get to, and you receive God's validation and his approval. And when we do what's right, even if nobody else is doing it, you do what's right. Even if it's unpopular, even if you think no one sees you, do what's right. Because God sits high and he looks low. He sees everything. And so you can't fool God. You might be able to fool man. You might be able to fool your manager on a job. You might be able to fool your wife or your husband, but you can't fool God. And so I know that we all fall short. We all miss the mark. And so sometimes we question and wonder, does God love me? Does God still accept me? But Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." See, Jesus is the ultimate benefit package. Jesus already. He's the one that was perfect. And so I'm glad that God don't require perfection. He only requires us to be faithful. And so the reality is, without Christ, you and I would stand to be condemned. But it's through his sacrifice, through his going to the cross, dying, being buried, and rose again, that we able to put on his righteousness. We're able to get the validation of the Father through Christ. It's part of the gift of salvation, and is available to all. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that is not your own doing, but it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man will be able to boast." And so all you have to do is have faith. Believe that Jesus did his perfect work, performed a perfect work. And then we'll be able to be clothed every day in the grace of God. And so God bless you tonight. God loves you. And I do too.
Which we can find the number of your
Thank you.